This is Kingpins, a Parcast original. I'm Alistair.
And I'm Kate. Every day in May, we're featuring a quote by an iconic crime figure, teaching us, in their own words, what it takes to survive in the underworld.
Today's quote is from hitman John Jairo Popeye Velasquez of the Medellin drug cartel. Velasquez was Pablo Escobar's right-hand man throughout the 80s, until his arrest in 1989. Upon his release, Velasquez started a new life, leveraging his notoriety into a popular YouTube channel, book deals, and film roles. In a 2017 interview, Velasquez defended his past life as a criminal, saying, "With the politicians we have in Colombia, being a bandit is an honor."
Velasquez delivered this incisive quote only a few years ago, but the government corruption he alludes to has a very long history, one that is deeply entwined with the rise of the cartels.
In the mid-1990s, Colombia's then presidential candidate Ernesto Samper was accused of accepting $6 million from a drug cartel. Though Samper narrowly won election and survived two impeachment proceedings, these accusations signaled that corruption had reached the very highest levels of the Colombian government.
It didn't end there. In the 2006 parapolitical scandal, five congressmen were arrested for collaborating with a paramilitary group that was responsible for killing thousands of Colombian civilians. And as recently as 2011, 13 members of Colombia's tax authority were arrested for embezzling millions of dollars from the country's taxpayers.
Over the years, this level of rampant corruption has undermined public faith in the Colombian government and election process. Within this context, one can see how Velasquez might argue that, compared to these politicians, being a bandit is an honor.
However, it must be pointed out that Popeye Velasquez was much more than just a bandit. He was a ruthless and prolific assassin. Velasquez began working for notorious drug lord Pablo Escobar at the tender age of 17. Before joining the cartel, he had tried out the Navy, where he got the nickname Popeye for his strength and prominent jaw. But Velasquez quickly left the service in search of a more thrilling line of work.
Becoming Pablo Escobar's enforcer was much more in line with what young Velasquez was looking for. He took to the bloody work with gusto.
Over the course of his criminal career, Velasquez claimed to have personally murdered more than 300 people, as well as participating in the killings of thousands more.
In the midst of escalating violence, Velasquez masterminded the deployment of upwards of 200 car bombs against rival drug lords and government officials.
And in 1989, Velasquez targeted a Colombian presidential candidate by planting a suitcase bomb on a plane, which killed all 107 people aboard, as well as three more on the ground. He later described this mass murder as a work of art.
Even rampant government corruption begins to pale in comparison to the level of violence Velasquez took pleasure in meting out. Presumably, Popeye would have happily continued on as a hitman indefinitely, but his exploits eventually caught up with him.
In 1989, Velasquez was sentenced to 30 years in prison for drug trafficking, terrorism, and the murder of a Colombian presidential candidate. He only served 22 years before his release in 2014.
With prison behind him, Velasquez publicly renounced his old ways and embarked on a new career as a kind of pundit and public figure. He launched a YouTube channel called Popeye Arrepentido, or Remorseful Popeye, in which he held court on various political issues affecting Colombia.
The channel quickly racked up more than 1.2 million subscribers, and Velasquez parlayed the online popularity into two book deals and a movie about his life, which he directed and starred in. Popeye also gave private tours of Medellin, highlighting the sights of cartel escapades.
Though Velasquez claimed to repent for his sins often and loudly, there is some evidence to suggest that his apology tour was more about attention and notoriety than contrition. In some videos Popeye posted, he visited the graves of people he murdered and described in vivid detail exactly how he killed them, perhaps as a way to relive his glory days.
Also, Velasquez reacted poorly when people didn't accept his apology. For example, when the son of a man who died in that plane bombing refused to forgive him, Popeye called him a bad man with an evil heart.
Ultimately, there's no way to know Popeye's true motivations. But whatever Velasquez was, he could certainly turn a phrase. For example, Popeye once said, "It is better to die of a bullet than of a disease in bed."
Ironically, in February 2020, Velasquez passed away at age 57 from stomach cancer.
It seems death is the great equalizer, the one thing that comes for us all, whether we're corrupt politicians or honorable bandits.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another quote.
You can find more episodes of Kingpins for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.